USA Radio News.
President Trump announced he would be withdrawing about 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria. Now, this was met with some resistance from Republicans, including Republican Senator Marco Rubio and Republican Senator from South Carolina, Lindsey Graham.
Our number one job is to defend America against people who want to attack us. If you're tired of fighting radical Islam, I understand it. They're not tired of fighting you. And if you don't get that, you're making a huge mistake.
Speaker of the House Paul Ryan delivered his farewell address today at the Library of Congress. He had a special message for all those incoming members up on the Hill.
Well, we're going to have a lot of new faces around Congress next year. You know, I hear a lot of good things about this new fresh-faced guy from Utah. So here's my advice to members new and members old. Do your best to stay grounded.
The Fed Reserve said they would raise short-term interest rates by another quarter percentage point. This is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
The U.S. is one of the most deadliest nations for journalists this year, largely because of the mass shooting at a Maryland newspaper that took 5 lives. More on the story from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Until now, the U.S. had never appeared on this annual list from Reporters Without Borders, but this year it ranks among the most lethal countries for journalists, behind Afghanistan, which was number 1, followed by Syria, Mexico, Yemen, India, and then the United States, where 6 journalists were killed out of the 80 media professionals killed this year. The report has been published annually by Reporters Without Borders since 1995. More journalists were killed, abused, and subjected to violence in 2018 than in any other year on record. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A new study in the British Journal of Sports Medicine found that exercise might be just as good as drugs regarding keeping your blood pressure down. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
When it comes to border funding, Democrats have been in favor of it in years past. But under President Trump, many are digging their heels in. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway joins Fox News with some examples of times in the past when Democrats have been for securing our border.
In 2006, they voted for the Secure Fences Act that included Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden. 26 Democrats voted for that. This past July, 10 of the 15 Democrats on the appropriate committee, the relevant committee, voted for border security. Chuck Schumer made joint
noise
about
we know
about
all that,
time.
But the president has no leverage. He's got no leverage.
That's not true. The president always has leverage.
Where does it come from?
Well, the Republicans, look, I think the Republicans often take the path of least resistance. Mm-hmm. And they're giving up their majority soon.
Paul Ryan doesn't want the wall.
Well, Paul Ryan should want border security. He's voted for it in the past. It is part of his legacy. So that's no different. I think that the CR to keep the government going till February 8th is what they're looking at now. But that does not change whatsoever two important facts. One, that this president believes his first and solemn duty is to keep us safe, and that includes enhanced border security to keep all this poison, all these drugs flowing over our southern border, and people who are risking their lives and coming here illegally. They need to come here illegally. The second point, it doesn't change the fact that the border is so porous that all of a sudden has gotten worse since those Democrats voted for border security 12 years ago. It's only got worse.
For USA Radio News,